please hear, because this Abhishek is very elaborate. There are these 9 pots. Each one of these pots is going to be offered. The water will be poured by a particular group of servants of Srimati Radharani with a particular mood. So, seeing the smiling eyes of Purnamasi as she prepared for the Abhishek brought great happiness to everyone who was present. Had good fortune herself bestowed upon Purnamasi the garland of permission to begin this festival. So then Purnamasi began, and Krishna gave his blessings by sounding his flute to destroy all obstacles, such we have heard of some of those obstacles, usually in the form of Padma or her friends. So Krishna sounded his flute to destroy all the obstacles and inaugurate a grand festival filled with music. Murli playfully made a competition between his flute and the festival. With the flute, he bewildered all living entities present. But with the joy and grandeur of the festival, he quickly revived them. Of all the extraordinary events in the festival, the most remarkable was that everyone became a musical performer. Individuals in each group took up dancing and singing according to their style, and then exchanged their styles with other groups. This was a very joyful atmosphere. So then the devatas showered celestial music, rumbling clouds, flashing lightning, and streams of sweet nectar in the form of flowers began to fall. Then 5 colored powders fell on Radha, who was very happy, and she appeared to change her color. When all the auspicious elements joined in this way, Uma took permission from Chaya and Sangya and Purnamasi, and she began the glorious worship of Srimati Radharani before this Abhishek. So she performed all the rituals with beautiful flowers and durva grass, puffed rice and white mustard purified by mantras, pleasing Radha and all the rest of the assembled guests. She offered Argya, Hadya, Achman, fragrant scents and flowers. Then she offered Arti to Srimati Radharani in a golden bowl full of jewels. So she offered the Arti like this. And when everything was quickly completed, Purnamasi became very, very happy. Then the Gandharva girls arrived. They are expert singers, so they began to sing very beautifully and very intricately of the glories of Srimati Radharani. They sang the pastimes of Radha and Krishna very beautifully. They sang that everything in the forest of Vrindavan has a radiance, which is the radiance of Radha's limbs. And this luster is bestowed upon everything here. Then the gopis came forth, and this is preceding, this is the preliminary rites before the Abhishek. And they bathed Srimati Radharani in 8 different kinds of earth. The 8 different kinds of earth were earth taken from a riverbank, or dug by a wild boar, or dug by a bull's horns, or from a doorway, an anthill, from the ocean, a temple, and from the Ganga. So all these earths were placed together, and this was the first offering that was given to Srimati Radharani. Then the Panchagavya bath was given with cow urine, dung, milk, ghee, and yogurt. And Srimati Radharani, starting from the east and ending in the north, all the sakis held pots made of gold and silver, and 16 types of earth when they offered this Panchagavya. Then 2 brahmacharis who had been brought by Purnamasi, who were expert in the Vedas, they bathed Srimati Radharani in honey and kusha water respectively. And then after sprinkling fragrant kumkum powders on Radha, they used a golden sahasrandhara. And Purnamasi, holding this pot high in the air, she bathed Srimati Radharani first in water, then with herbs, then fragrances, seeds, flowers, fruits, and jewels, accompanied by the mantras from the Yajurvedas. Then the stream of glistening water falling from the Sahasrara means it has 1,000 holes. This pot has 1,000 holes, holding this above Srimati Radharani. The various elements were pouring forth upon her. So the water falling from the Sahasrara cannot be compared with anything in the 14 worlds. Then, Purnamasi put on a kusha grass ring and soaked her hands in Gorochan. And though blinded with the tears of joy, she touched the head and the throat of Srimati Radharani. And this concluded the preliminary rites before the Maha Abhishek. So Purnamasi desired to bathe Radha in the pots made of the 9 jewels. But to make this an easier job, she divided these big pots into 5 smaller pots. So she had 5 small pots placed in front of each big pot of each jewel type. People situated at various places held an umbrella, chamaras, fans, a jeweled scepter, a mace and other royal insignia in preparation for the first Abhishek. So then there was tremendous sounds of conch shells and drums, and everything was very auspicious. And the first of these 9 Abhishek ceremonies began. Purnamasi was the first one to bathe Radha, and she bathed her in a pot made of rubies. So as she was bathing her, each person who was bathing Radha gave her a blessing. Of course, who can give Srimati Radharani a blessing, but from their hearts they were wishing to offer something to her. So Purnamasi blessed her that she may be bathed in the first water and also in the first rasa, which is Adiras or Madhuryuras. And then she placed this pot in her hands and she began to pour the water over Srimati Radharani while everyone was watching in great happiness. And meanwhile, while she was doing this, and she was bathing Srimati Radharani, as you know, Krishna was watching. He was there to the side. And Krishna had with him some of his very intimate friends, his boyfriends who can come with him when he's in such a situation where there are other gopi girls. So one of his friends, Stoka Krishna, said to Krishna in a whispering voice, he said, "My dear friend, you can look at everything of this Abhishek. Nobody will see your deep feelings because everyone is looking at Vrishabhanu Nandini. Everyone is looking at Radharani, so you can look also." So Krishna, he then glanced over at this beautiful Abhishek, and very quickly one of Srimati Radharani's friends immediately told her, "Do not smile at Krishna, because you must show your pride. This will increase his loving feelings on such an occasion." So immediately Srimati Radharani took a quick glance and looked downwards. Then the second Abhishek took place, and all of the crowd had tears in their eyes as they were watching this beautiful performance. And the second part, Purnamasi asked Uma to bathe Radha in the coral pot. So Uma, she said, "I am bathing you the second time in the coral pot because you are the unequaled lover of Krishna. You are his one without a second." So here is the second pot. With this blessing, like the second phase of the moon, Radha emanated to beautiful splendor. So these pots were not ordinary pots, because as these different personalities poured the water over Srimati Radharani, It appeared that this pot had endless water in it. It just kept pouring and pouring and pouring water. So she poured the water over Srimati Radharani. And meanwhile, Krishna's friend, Vashant, one of his dear Priyanama Sakas, said to Krishna, "Why do you secretly look at her? Don't look at her so shyly. You are here with all your friends. Be a little bold." So Krishna got up a little confidence. And meanwhile, Radha's friend said to her, "Even for your own pleasure, do not look at Krishna." And Radha became stunned. Meanwhile, the third Abhishek was about to take place. This third Abhishek was going to be offered by the wives of the sun god Chaya and Samgya. And they were going to use a pot made of pearls. And they blessed Srimati Radharani with a very long life. So, the beauty of the water's luster and Radha's luster together was making everybody cry. Meanwhile, Ujjvala, another of Krishna's Priyanama Sakas, he said to Krishna, "My dear friend, Radha's Sakis are laughing. They're saying, now Radha is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is frightened. Please, give up your fear." Meanwhile, on the other side, Radha's Sakis were saying to her, "Oh Radha, now you have shown your anger and Krishna seems very timid. So now, what can I say?" So hearing this, Radha took a quick look at Krishna while the water was pouring all over her transcendental body. Then the fourth Abhishek took place. And when the fourth Abhishek took place, it was offered to Srimati Radharani by all the assembled rivers. Purnamasi asked them all to bathe Srimati Radharani. And they bathed Radha first in a golden pot. So then they bathed her also with the diamond pot, which was one of the nine pots. And Purnamasi requested them, "Please, you bathe her very gently because so much water is falling, so many baths, and her skin appears to be coming a little reddish." And everyone felt very pained to think that there was any difficulty for Srimati Radharani. But Srimati Radharani smiled as the water flowed down all over her body. And meanwhile, Krishna had his good friend Gandhava sitting beside him, and Gandhava said to him as a bit of a joke, he said, "Your flute breaks everyone's heart, and your glance has similar properties. Even Radha becomes bewildered by your fragrance. So make sure today that these three, your flute, your glance and your fragrance, make sure today that these three do not combine." Hearing this, Krishna doubled the attractiveness of his flute, glance and fragrance. Meanwhile, the gopis were bewildered and they said, "Now you have looked at Krishna, do not close your eyes. We will be very angry if you do not act as we advise." So there was an inner meaning to this. And the inner meaning was that they were telling Srimati Radharani, "Today you can give up your anger and have a smiling face. In future, we will show anger to him." So then Srimati Radharani opened her eyes as the fourth Abhishek was taking place and saw Krishna directly in front of her. Next is the fifth Abhishek. So for the fifth Abhishek, Shamala and Mangala who were Tathastha Shakyis, some of the gopis, they came forward at Paulamasi's request, and in a friendly mood, they were now going to bathe Srimati Radharani. And they said as their blessing, O Srimati Radharani, may you be bathed with the fifth water, that is the fifth rasa. In this bath, please accept the fifth mystical city, which is that of being able to fulfill everyone's desires. And you may you become as Svadhina Patrika, or the lover who controls and commands over the beloved. So speaking like this, they took the pot made of Vaidurya, which had a dark blue tint, and they poured the water from this pot, which is called a cat's eye, chapi is the name of that jewel. They poured that water over Srimati Radharani. Now, meanwhile, Vidagdha, one of Krishna's intimate friends, said to him, Krishna, why did you look at Radha if it is going to cause you to constantly tremble? And Krishna became very disturbed and began to tremble even more. Meanwhile, Radha's friend said, look at Krishna just once as a trick. May his mean behavior not cause pain to me as it has done to you. And hearing this advice, Radha feigned anger and bent down her head. And secretly, she looked at Krishna reflected in the jeweled floor. And thus the fifth Abhishek took place. And next came the sixth of these Abhisheks. And this one was offered in the emerald pot. And Vrinda Devi was the person who was offering this water. So, Vrinda Devi, on the sixth Abhishek, she requested Srimati Radharani, please protect these forests that are endowed with six seasons. And using the six qualities of a ruler, for this purpose, we bathe your six limbs in this sixth Abhishek. So using the pot that was made of emeralds, Vrinda Devi offered the sixth Abhishek. And she chose the pot which caused a waterfall of beauty to pour down on Srimati Radharani. And then Krishna's friend Kinkini, he said to Krishna very confidentially, he said, my dear friend, I have been making noises for a long time because your waist bells have become so silent because Krishna is stunned. So I have been making all this noise to show that you're not stunned, you're quite firmly present. Now, because of your trembling, now there's making so much noise, maybe your ankle bells, your bells and I should reverse roles. Hearing this, Krishna tried to compose himself, and again he became quite stunned. Meanwhile, Radha's friends said to her, you should look at Krishna with a frown, for he is always looking here and there at other girls. So Radha looked at Krishna with a frown, and Radha pierced Krishna's heart with a blue lotus flower-like glance out of her great affection. And then the seventh Abhishek began. Now the seventh Abhishek was offered by Kundalata and Danista. They come from Nandagram. And they performed it with a yellow sapphire pot. And then this Abhishek, Madhu Mangal, became a little talkative. And he said to Krishna, he said, the water stream is hiding the trembling of Radha's body. And then Krishna laughed and he gave a sweet smile. And as Radha was advised by her friends, she cast in his direction another frown. Then the eighth Abhishek took place, and this was done by Kasturi, and the eight gopis, the Astasakis, took part in the eighth Abhishek. And they offered the blessing. They said, oh dear friend Radha, please accept this eighth Abhishek offered by your dear friends and by the eight elements, so that you will be endowed with the eight sattvic paths. And with this blessing, they began to shower on Srimati Radharani water that was coming now from the pot that is made of sapphires, blue sapphires. And so this water, of course, who did this blue sapphire pot remind Srimati Radharani of? So she began to think that actually this pot is not any different from Krishna himself. But Radha became too shy to look at Krishna, and she listened very attentively to the flute. And her eyes embraced him, and her eyes embraced him and became her friends. And her ears and her effulgence shone through the thick cloth covering her body. Sorry, her ears became her friends because they were hearing the flute, and her effulgence shone through all of the coverings as she was being bathed. Subhava said to Krishna, "My dear friend, do not cover your body with tears that nourish the hairs that are standing on end all over your body." He spoke this while embracing Krishna, and he whispered it in Krishna's ear. And the gopi said to Radha, "It is not only due to our bold advice that Radha is now frowning. She is also listening to the flute, and therefore she is frowning at Krishna." So then came the final abhishek. But this last abhishek is being offered in a pot that's made of all 9 jewels. So this is a very special abhishek. And this one was offered to Srimati Radharani by her priya sakis, her very dear saki friends, such as Madhurika is the name given of one of these special friends of Srimati Radharani. And they gave a 9th blessing to her. They said, "O Saki, the ever-fresh forest of 9 paths," because sometimes it is said that there are 9 different seasonal forests in Vrindavan. "These ever-fresh forests of 9 paths have assumed all beauty by this pot of 9 jewels, which contains the sweetest love of the gopis, to receive, for you to receive this 9th abhishek." While everyone was watching this 9th abhishek, they all forgot themselves. They forgot their normal activities. They forgot who they were. As they watched the shower of sweetness as the water poured down over Srimati Radharani and the mantras were being chanted. And the jewel pot was made from the treasure of 10,000 million Gomida jewels, from which one attains mystic cities. By receiving these waters, Radha brought Krishna fully under her control with her playful glances. So then, Srimati Radharani is being bathed, and Krishna hears from his friend Arjuna. Arjuna says, "My dear friend, you have been constantly looking at Radha with playful glances. By that, Radha has assumed a greater brilliance." So he was very pleased. When Arjuna whispered this in Krishna's ear, Krishna was not even aware of it. Krishna's eyes became restless and roamed about, trying to see Srimati Radharani's beauty. "O friend, the ocean of bliss of the Sakis is increasing at all at once at this festival and bathing of Radharani. Their eyes, like clouds having drunk the ocean of bliss, are now beginning to shed water in the form of tears. Some friends," this is what the gopis were saying to Radha, "are advising you against Hari, and others are advising compliance. But I do not agree. Somehow or another, your abhishek must be completed." This was the advice. And this advice, following Radha's own line of thinking, the advice brought the thoughts into the open. To swim swiftly in the Ganga, one must move the hands. Similarly, to accomplish the goal, all means must be used. The Srimati Radharani was prepared to do whatever it took to complete this beautiful Abhishek. Then, we are hearing the gopis speaking and they say, look, facing the heavenly women, Lalita and Vishakha are holding a golden pot filled with water from all the pots. This pot contains Sarva Ganda and Sarva Sadi, with fruits on top and red marks in the midsection. They are covered in white cloth, wound with threads and crowned with leaves of Banyan people, Ulumbara, Plaksha and Parisha trees. They satisfy the universe by bathing Radha with these pots. So this is the final bathing. After the 9 Abhishekas, the Sakis bathe Srimati Radharani from this special sacred golden pots. So then the 9th and final Abhishek was complete. And Srimati Radharani, somehow or another, she had managed to proceed through one after another of the Abhishek without becoming unduly disturbed by the beautiful and wonderful presence of Krishna before her. Seeing that her Abhishek was now complete, Srimati Radharani felt now very shy. Srijiva Goswami concludes this particular chapter of his wonderful book, Srimad Mahotsava, by saying, when Radha's Abhishek was complete, the shining ocean swelled and crossed the shoreline of modesty. O ears, lips, and tongue, may these words describing the Abhishek to install Srimati Radharani as the Queen of Vrindavan protect you birth after birth and give you devotion to Radha and Krishna. O nostrils, may the fragrance of the Abhishek protect you. O eyes and hands, may the beauty and the happiness of this service nourish you. In this way the Sakis bathed Radha and the Gandhava girls sprinkled them with streams of sweet poetry. When such service awakens in the heart, it suddenly yields the fruit of all labors. May Radha, whom the heavenly women bathed in this ocean without consideration of difference, whose beauty surpasses that of all young women in the 14 worlds, protect your service in the mood of the Sakis. Being Najiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, each chapter he finishes with his own heart's feelings. He says, being lazy and ignorant, I eternally serve Krishna and his eternal servant, Srila Rupa Goswami, who are the destroyers of laziness and sin, being the personifications of knowledge. So thus, Srijiva Goswami, he completes the 9th chapter, the Raj Abhishek of Srimati Radharani in the Vrindavan forests. Thank you.